We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Samach Dalid, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalid, Amud Aleph. Zok Tehillah Mishnah. Lo yes abar v'lo yes ados, af apisha kosov lo umko v'ruma. We just learned this in yesterday's blat, that the halach is that if someone sells a house to someone, it does not include the bar and the dus. The bar is the water pit, the reservoir where you keep the water. The dus is called a cistern. It's also a type of water pit. We'll see in the Gemara the difference. That is not included in the sale in the house. Now, even though you wrote in the shtar, I'm selling you the house with the kavaruma, which is the depth of the house and the height above the house. And it still does not include the bar. Why not? Because kavaruma is there to include that the buyer of the house owns the rights under the house and owns the rights above the house. Without writing that, you wouldn't get that, according to Rav Dimi. You wouldn't have that. But here, since you wrote kavaruma, now the house owner, the buyer, owns everything below the house and above the house. But that does not include a bar and a dos, which is a different structure completely, even though it's in the house, but it's a different thing, it's a different function in the house. The house is a house, and this is not considered something residential. This is considered a bar, which was a luxury to have a reservoir of water, and that's not included in the sale of the house, even though you wrote kavaruma. So now the halacha is, who retains and maintains the bialis over the bar and dos? That's the seller. Now the problem is, the guy who sold it owns the bar and dos, but the house belongs to the buyer. So how does he get there? So the halacha is, v'tzorach likach loy darach, the Rabbi Kira, Kiva holds that the seller, the guy who sold the house, and now he maintains the bialis over the bar, he has to buy the rights to walk into the guy's house to use the water. Why is that? Because the Gemara will talk about it on base, but the Gemara will come out. The reason is, because Rabbi Kiva holds, ba'ayin yafa moicha, when I sell everything to the buyer, and he bought the house with all the rights, including the derech, to get to the bar, and that I did not retain for myself. Chum say no. If it's ba'ayin ra yafa, and if I maintained my bialis over the bar, avada, I maintained my right to walk to the bar as well. If you wrote clearly in the shtar, I'm selling you the entire house besides for the bar and dos. If I wrote that, why'd I have to write that? It wasn't included. Why'd I have to write that I'm not including that? It's not included. Teretz is, I'm coming to bring out that I still maintain not only the bialis of the bar, but I still maintain my right to walk to get to the bar, and that's why I added on those words. Now, according to Rabbanon, if you say chutz me'ilum, you anyway get the derech. So what are you getting chutz me'ilum? It's Dr. Ashbam, it's Takel, Rav Chemilsa, he said it, just in case the buyer doesn't understand, he doesn't get the bar, I just spoke it out, but it's just because you don't know that. But it doesn't actually, it's not maisiv anything, the loss of chutz me'ilu, according to Rabban. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's being maisiv that not only is the seller maintaining the rights to hold on to the bar and dos, he's even maintaining the rights to walk to the bar as well. So, Moshe Rabbi Kiva, v'nam shamach le'chutz me'ilu, shen tzor le'odarach. Mochron la'achar. Now, what about the opposite case? If I sold, I'm keeping my house, I'm selling the bar and dos to a buyer. So, the guy who bought it does not have to buy a derech. Again, consistent with his shita that he holds, that when I sell you a bar, I sell you with all the trappings that includes the derech. You have to buy a derech because he holds, I sell it in a stingy way, and therefore I sold you the bar, but not the derech. The derech you have to pay for. And therefore, the guy who buys the bar does not automatically get the derech. So, that's our Mishnah. So, to Gemara. Why does the Mishnah have to say bar and dos? Yosef Ravino Kakashle, Hainu bar, Hainu dos. They're both the same thing. They're both a water pit, a basic reservoir to keep water. So what's the difference in bar and dos? Why does the Mishnah have to say lo yisa bar, lo yisa dos? I understand. If the bar is not included, the dos is not included. They're both the same thing. What's the difference? Omli Rava Toysafalu Ravino, Toshima, we learned, the Tanya learned in the Braisa, Echad bar v'echad dos. Bekarka. They're both taka dug into the ground. Elisha bar b'chafira. The bar is dug into ground, into earth, that's very hard. And therefore, you keep water there without it getting muddy. Masha Enkein, if the ground is very soft, then you have to build stones around the bar in order to hold on to the water inside the bar. It shouldn't seep into the earth, and it shouldn't become muddy there. So therefore, you build a stone inside the pit. You build a stone lining around the pit. And that's a dos. So let's see inside. A bar is dug in the ground. Vados is a binyan. It's vada in the ground also, but it's done with a binyan. Now, so how does that answer the question? Okay, so now one is a chafira, one's a binyan. So how does that answer the question? So the Rashbam explains, so therefore it's a tzrichasa. Because if the Tana said that bar is not included, it's because a bar is a water hole in the ground. But a dos, which is a binyan, which is built with stones, maybe that's included in the house because that's also a binyan. The bais is a binyan, and this is a binyan. They're both built structures, and therefore it's included in the house. So therefore you have to say, no, dos is not included in the house. And if you just said dos, I understand, since it's a binyan fnei atzmai, it's a davar choshev b'fnei atzmai, it's something that has a certain chashivas because it's a binyan, so therefore it's not included. But mash ain't a hole in the ground, maybe that's included. Kamash lo, and they're both not included. Therefore you have to say both, bar and dos, that each one has a milah. The milah of dust that you would think it's included because it's a binyan, and the milah of the bar which you think would be included is because it's not a chosh of a thing. So therefore you need to explain that neither one is included in the sale of the house. Now the Gemara repeats the same Gemara just with different Amaroim. Yosef Rav Ashi v'kakashi lehainu bar hainu dus. Rav Ashi had a question, isn't bar and dus the same thing? Why does Mishnah say both of them? Only Markus Shisha Rav Chisto Rav Ashi tells Shema time the Brisa echad bar v'echad dus v'karka. They both dug into the ground. Ella shar bar b'chafiro, the bar is a chafiro, which is dug into the ground without a stone lining around it. Vados bebinyan, and dos has inside a stone structure inside the bar, inside it's called a cistern. There, it's done with a binyan because the ground is very soft, and that's the chiluk between a bar and a dos. Like we spoke of in the Rashbam, there's a trichasa that each one is not included in the sale of the house.